Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. You have listened, you're listening to the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790. And no, we're not broadcasting on location today. You know, there's a time and a place that we just figure out that we have to come back to the mothership every now and then just to check in on Casey, our board operator. She's waving and she's shaking aggressively. She gets so excited every Saturday at 4 about this show. In fact, it's the most delicious hour on radio and we're so happy you're listening. Whether you're listening to us now on AM 790. Perhaps you're listening to us live on our website, onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're listening worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. No matter how you're listening to me right now, I am so glad you're here. I always love coming back to the KNST studio, the intergalactic headquarters of Clear Channel on Oracle at Fort Lowell. Now, when we're thinking about the change in weather, you know, we've hit 90 and we're not going to see anything below 90 for about 6 months. I'm starting to think about what my libations are going to be as we head into the spring and into the summer months, and the warm weather is really having me think differently about seasonal changes to my palate and to my libations and to my cocktails. And when you're thinking about libations and cocktails and palates, I mean, who else is going to be my celebrity co-host for the full hour? From Alliance Beverage, the lovely Jessica Nenadick is in the house.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Thanks for introducing me in such a nice way.
Well, you know, that's how I generally feel that way about you, Jess. I mean, that's how, and I love to see your gorgeous daughters here in the studio.
Yes. Brought the girls in tow. They are used to me hearing me talk about cocktails, so nothing new for them.
But anyway, always great to see you. I mean, you're one of the busiest people in this community. Just catching up with you is always such a challenge because you're always on the go. You're always talking to restaurateurs and mixologists and restaurant managers and bar owners about great options and opportunities for them to think differently about wine, about spirits, about, you know, all kinds of great libations. And here we are in the warm summer months. I'm wearing shorts here in the KNST studio. What kind of things are we thinking about these days as we're heading into the warmer months libation-wise?
You know, definitely cool is in. We want to drink our wine a little bit cooler. We maybe switch to white at this point in time. We want to try to drink lots of fresh drinks, lots of fruits coming in season, lots of really great fresh mixers for our cocktails. It's all about fresh, and it's all about making it so that you drink what you like and, you know, share it with friends. I think that's important, too.
Yeah, that's great. You introduced me to a varietal about 3 years ago. And, of course, it wasn't my first introduction to this wonderful wine, but it was one that I sort of stayed away from because I sort of bought the myth that you couldn't find a great, outstanding Sauvignon Blanc.
And I
was afraid. I was thinking, okay, and I turned my nose up. I said, you know, I'm a cab guy. You know,
right.
I'm a Zin guy. But you know what? My wife and I have just been absolutely in love with some of these wonderful New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. I mean, sitting out by the pool, cold, crisp, refreshing,
yes.
You know, a little minerality, some herb. I mean, I'm in love with Sauvignon Blanc.
Me too. And I think when you think of intensity of flavor, you know, definitely Zin's an intense red and cab's an intense red. But when you think of intensity of flavor, Sauvignon Blanc gives you a lot of variety of aromas and flavors and fruits and intense flavors. It's definitely on the opposite spectrum of, say, a delicate Pinot Grigio.
Right.
So when you're looking toward white wine and you're looking toward that in the summertime, I think Sauvignon Blanc's a great option. A lot of stuff is done with wine lately, infusions and sangrias. And the mixture, the melding of wine and cocktails is, I'm sure we can talk to our mixologists a little bit later, but that is really a hot thing.
Let me just, for the record, let me just make sure that we understand what we're talking about. This is an award-winning mixologist here. I mean, this is not just any mixologist who has graced us with his presence here at KNST. We're going to give him a little bit of a tease right now. John Herrera from Elliott's on Congress is actually going to be joining us here in a few minutes to talk about the one cocktail that earned the gold medal at the People's Choice Competition at the Agave Fest last Friday. I mean, I didn't even know who this kid was until Friday, and he's walking away the victor. I mean, I'm so excited to meet him, so excited to get a chance to taste of his majesty.
Well,
I mean, I'm just so excited.
I'm not at all surprised, Matt. I've known John for some time, but I'm not at all surprised. What I do, actually, I know he's going to talk about tequila because of the Agave Fest, and I think that's an awesome option for summer. But what I wanted to kind of think about and talk to you guys about is gin. You know,
Yes.
You know, we sort of think of gin in a sort of nostalgic way, sitting on a porch in a rocker, drinking a gin and tonic, right? This is not your grandfather's gin and tonic, what I'm telling you. Gin is really my choice for summer right now. It's highly mixable. It's versatile. There are so many different flavors of, you know, in gin. Yes, it's based in juniper, but you can have so many fresh flavors, lively flavors, different botanicals, different base spirits. And gin really is the backbone of some of my favorite cocktails right now.
I'm really glad to hear you say that because, gin almost seems to be the forgotten spirit in this, cocktail renaissance that we've seen here in Southern Arizona.
Right.
And I'll testify, I was a big gin guy many, many years ago. And then I thought I had an allergy to it.
Did you drink gin and tonic?
Gin
Gibson?
I went the fairly pedestrian route.
Right.
I went, gin and tonic. I, upgraded to the 10, the Tanqueray 10. I actually enjoyed a lovely gin and tonic on a hot summer day. But like you said, you're looking at infusions. I think last time you were on the show, maybe a few months ago, you were talking about, rosemary infused simple syrup with the gin, and the cocktail is just absolutely beautiful.
It just makes me happy.
And that's what we want to do, Jess.
Gin makes me happy. No, but I think that if you use gin as a backbone of your spirits this summer in your cocktails, whether you're just simply mixing it with a fresh juice, like squeeze a grapefruit with a little bit of simple syrup, or use it in, maybe with your favorite sparkling water. I think that you can go a long way. And I think that the people shy away from gin because they think that gin is bitter. But actually, the tonic is bitter.
Yeah.
So, make sure that you're using balance in your cocktails. Sweet, sour, bitter, salt. Make sure your cocktail's not overly sweet. It's not overly bitter. You don't put too much lemon. It's not overly sour. So whatever you're using as an agent in that cocktail, it's just like cooking. Make sure
Beautiful.
That you use balance.
What kind of brands are we or should we be looking for when we're walking into a bar or we're doing some shopping and we want to really look for the kind of gin that you believe best represents the opportunity in front of us as cocktail enthusiasts? Mm-hmm. What should we be looking for? What are some of the big brands out there now?
Well, I can speak to a couple of brands that are in our portfolio. Nolet is a very big up and coming gin right now. It's got a little bit of a more floral consistency. The juniper is definitely there, but the florals are in the background. A little bit of rose petal is what I really like. And
that's beautiful.
It's very beautiful, and it's very nice when mixed with more of a delicate bittering agent, maybe an Amaro or maybe some sort of a bitter rose infusion. It's beautiful.
And what's the name of that gin again?
Hendrix. I'm sorry. Nolet.
Oh.
Now, if you
feel so sophisticated.
I know. It is so sophisticated. If you want something that's a little bit more traditional, I would definitely go with Tanqueray. Now, when you use a Tanqueray as the backbone of your spirit, it definitely has a lot more of that juniper, a lot more masculine flavors. However, when used as the backbone of your spirit, you really still get that gin in your cocktail. It doesn't disappear.
And I'm glad that it has withstood the test of time. We all know the spirits that we enjoyed back in our college days. Gin was certainly not one of them. A lovely Tanqueray. Now, what's the difference between Tanqueray and the 10?
The 10 is a little bit more delicate.
A little bit more delicate. And that would work for me sometime?
Yeah.
I'm hardly a delicate.
Are you getting in touch with your delicate side? Let's get in touch with Max.
This is a family show, Jessica. But anyway, cocktails, absolutely just running the theme this summer. Now, let's give some love to you actually had a shoe encounter the other day, and I want you to make sure that you talk to our listeners about this encounter that you had.
Yes, please.
Before we get about a minute before we go to a commercial break, but I love this story.
I so appreciate that. I had the most fabulous shoe experience of my life. I went to see my friend James at Performance Footwear at Broadway and William Center, Broadway and Craycroft, and he fitted me with the most amazing pair of shoes. But I want to tell all those restaurant people out there listening that he is giving 10% off on his New Balance non-slip, non-grease-resistant shoes over at his shop.
So that's great. Wow.
I really want everybody in the restaurant business, if you're listening, to get good footwear. I think that that's really important.
It makes a huge difference.
But I never thought my shoe encounter, my best shoe experience on the planet, would ever be with a running shoe.
And would ever be spoken about on live radio on a food and beverage show. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about really an award-winning grilled cheese in its own right. And it actually captured the attention of Esquire magazine. And it's right here in Tucson. You're listening to On the Menu Live, AM 790. Matt Russell will be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNSC AM 790, the beautiful studios here under the very capable hands of Casey at the board, doing a great job as she always does. And here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alliance Beverage, Jessica Nenedick is in the house.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, this is always so much fun. We're talking about great cocktails, beautiful time of the year. But you know what? I'm starving. And when I heard that Travis Reese from 47 Scott actually had 9 minutes out of his schedule to come on this show to talk about a grilled cheese that has everybody across the country all abuzz, I had to get him on. Travis Reese, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Matt. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
Well, you know, thank you for having time for the little people. Now that your life has virtually changed. I mean, Esquire magazine rolls into town, gets a hint of your grilled cheese sandwich, and now you're world renowned. I want to talk a little bit about that sandwich, but before we break it down for our listeners, how in the world did this whole thing come about?
Well, if you know that, as you know, our grilled cheese has always been on the cutting edge of fashion. That has always been important to us, which is, I think, why Esquire took a look at us. No, I'm just teasing. I don't really know. We had a great writer in from Brooklyn who was, just drying out in Tucson for a few days, and they came in and tried it, and they thought it was unique enough to cover an Esquire.
That's great. And as I understand, Travis Reese, there was kind of a series that the magazine was doing on grilled cheese sandwiches, and you actually, the grilled cheese at 47 Scott downtown actually made the finalist list, and then there was a vote about who actually the readers of Esquire, which grilled cheese they liked the best?
Yeah, they did a, it was grilled cheese month, actually, and they were featuring different grilled cheeses from all over the United States for really, I want to say, like 25 days in April, And ours ended up fourth, which I think is, we're not too ambitious. I don't know that first place was ever really in our sights, but we loved just being in the conversation, and we think it's great for Tucson. It's great for 47 Scott to be mentioned with some amazing restaurants around the country. That Murray's Cheese Shop was represented out of Greenwich Village in New York, and Bouchon, the great Thomas Keller restaurant, had a grilled cheese on there. So it was fun for us to be included in that and those types of restaurants.
This is pretty cool. You know, my hat is off to you in a big way. And I love how you talk about being a part of the conversation. Because when we think about the culinary program at 47 Scott, it really is all about a conversation. I mean, your food tells a story down there. And to take something as, pardon me, pedestrian as a grilled cheese sandwich, and you bring that to a whole new level, and people are lining up just to get a sample of it, that, I think, is a manifestation of your commitment to taking something that is so comfort, so classic, and just knocking it out of the park. So I've not yet had this beautiful grilled cheese sandwich, and now you change it up from time to time. But what is the actual grilled cheese sandwich on the menu right now that Esquire magazine was gabbing about?
Well, so what we tried to do with this is we realized that everybody likes cheese, and everyone kind of grew up with the grilled cheese. But you got to everyone has their favorite. So we thought, well, if we could combine a couple of different types of grilled cheeses, then we could maybe, make a little bit better grilled cheese. So what we started with is we start with sourdough bread. We put a little bit of garlic oil on it just to sort of add something to the bread. And then we put just a very mild yellow cheddar, a little bit of a grassy note. Cheddar's great because everyone's sort of familiar with it. And then we put fontina, which is an Italian cheese. Sort of acts like a Swiss cheese, but it melts a little bit better. Mm. So that's where you get the gooiness from, and you get a little bit of that sort of sweet, nutty flavor. And then for us, what we think is unique is that we put our house-made mozzarella. So this is mozzarella that we pull in-house.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Sort of deal with the salt content. We get it to where it's the flavor that we want, and then that allows us to really just get this gooey, all these different flavors from the three different cheeses. It really allows it we think that this is the right three cheeses, and with the bread and everything, it goes really well. We also love we always wanted to create a sauce for it, cause sometimes you just want something a little bit extra. So we created a sweet and spicy sauce. It's kind of almost Asian style. And that just kind of, sets off the cheese, and it works with the bread. We just got lucky with this one, and it all worked.
Well, let me tell you something. The luck has nothing to do with this, Travis Reese. I mean, because the way you describe that is exact. I mean, we're talking about the flavors of sweet and of spice, and of this the creaminess of the cheeses, and the way that and the earthiness, and the way you chose the fontina, because not because it's just sort of a well-known cheese, but you love the fact that it has a better melting quality about it. So this was nothing to do with luck. I mean, this is a strategy that is always on parade at 47 Scott. Now, I would imagine, Travis Reese, that this beautiful grilled cheese sandwich that has now attracted the attention of Esquire magazine, I'm sure you're going to be making quite a bit of these tomorrow, are you not?
You know, as soon as that article came out, we immediately upped our production. Our kitchen's been making them just about round the clock since that story came out. We moved a bunch of them today for some graduation from some U of A graduation students that we're in. We'll have a bunch ready tomorrow for brunch. It is, if mom needs a little bit of comfort food tomorrow, the grilled cheese with a cup of the tomato basil soup goes pretty well together.
I would say so.
I was waiting for the tomato soup.
There it is, Jessica.
There it is.
He did it. He just did it.
He just absolutely did it.
And there's really nothing else to say, Jess.
No. How can you beat a grilled cheese and tomato soup? Travis, how do you top that? How are you? What's your plan to top that grilled cheese? Do you have anything up your sleeve?
Yeah, because now the world is watching 47 Scott, Travis.
No pressure.
I think we're since Esquire likes us so much, we might go and do suits and ties and shoes next and just leave food all together. It seems like that's our natural progression at this point.
Anyway, 47, Scott, we got about 15, 20 seconds left before we got to a change of subject. But get down there for Mother's Day. Tell your mother how much you love her by treating her to one of these beautiful grilled cheese sandwiches. What is it called now? It's called the stacked grilled cheese?
Stack of grilled cheese. So we stack it as high as it can so that gooey cheese just runs all over the plate and might get your hands a little messy, but it's worth it.
I love it. Make sure all of our listeners know exactly where you're located, Travis.
47 North Scott Avenue. We're here in downtown, the new downtown that's happening in Tucson. Come visit us.
The ooey gooey goodness of Travis Reese and 47 Scott. Hey, I'm so excited for what you and Nicole have built down there. I'm so excited about your success. And it's just, there's no stopping you, Travis Reese. Have a great week, man.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Okay. I want a grilled cheese sandwich.
I know.
Guys.
I really want a grilled cheese
sandwich. I want a grilled cheese sandwich. But you know what?
What's that?
I'll take a cocktail.
Yes. I'll take a cocktail.
And, you know, and here he is. You know, he's shown remarkable restraint. I am looking down the barrel of I've lost count how many bottles are in the house. And I'm feeling like we can do this. Pretty big dent in these.
Yeah.
But anyway, fresh off the heels of his big victory last Friday at the Agave Fest at the Hotel Congress, I was privileged to serve as the MC for that event. But the downside is MCs really don't have a lot of chance to kind of mix and mingle and actually sample the cocktails. This might be the first time, so it's a privilege to be in your court, sir. John Herrera from Elliott's on Congress. What's going on, man?
Oh, no, it's how you doing, man.
I'm doing good. Oh, listen to him.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi there. Now the phones are lighting up. You have a date tonight, John? I mean,
well, I don't know. Let's see what happens. No,
so anyway, let me be the 1,000th person to congratulate you for walking away on Friday with the gold. You were among eight of the most celebrated mixologists across all of the Grand Canyon State. How in the world? I mean, we're going to talk about your cocktail in a minute, but how in the world do you even go about preparing for this throwdown of sorts when you're thinking of, you know, you got David from 47 Scott, you got Aaron DeFeo, you know, you got all these big names, and I want to know how you even prepare for this event.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I mean, I think the competition altogether was just fantastic.
Right.
And I think Tucson as cocktail culture has really improved in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And I still don't really consider myself up in the ranks of a lot of these guys.
Oh, he's so humble.
But,
isn't he? Oh boy.
You know, I'm glad we won.
However,
I bet Billy Elliott is glad you won too. We'll be talking to Billy in a couple of minutes, but yeah, I'm glad you won. This is big news.
Yeah. So I guess you know, we to prepare for this, you know, I wanted to do something that would represent Elliott's. So the big thing at Elliott's is we do infused vodkas. And we have the biggest selection of infused vodkas in Southern Arizona.
Wait, that's a bold statement, John Herrera. You have the biggest.
Oh, I know.
You have the biggest.
I'm going to make some more bold statements.
Infused vodka in where? In all of Southern
in
Arizona?
In Southern Arizona. In probably Arizona. I don't know. I can't speak for the entire
gosh,
state.
Gosh, and it looks like you brought the entire portfolio here to the station,
and make no mistake, Matt, these are house infused.
House infused.
We did all at Elliott's.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the challenge was, John Herrera, on Friday, you had to make a cocktail that incorporated as a foundational element the beautiful spirit of agave.
Yes.
It could be tequila, it could be bacanora, it could be mezcal, it could be sotol.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that wasn't bad, was that?
Impressive.
Not bad. But there's one thing that you could not make. What was it?
We could not make a margarita.
You could not make a margarita. How in the world does your cognitive landscape up there, how do you get your head around a cocktail for this kind of competition when you can't make a margarita?
I don't know, because you know, up until Friday, the only thing I knew how to make with tequila was margaritas, but you know, no.
Okay, so our listeners are just dying to know exactly what went into this cocktail. So what was the name of the cocktail?
The name of the cocktail was the Paloma Nuevo.
The Paloma Nuevo, which translates for our listeners?
The new grapefruit.
The new grapefruit.
Yeah.
Ooh. So okay, so why grapefruit? Why'd you go there?
Grapefruit's in season. And I love grapefruit. Right. I like the fact that it has some sweetness and some bitterness to it.
Yeah.
A lot of the other citrus, you know, I mean, well, lemon's like really sour. Lime's pretty sour as well. But right. I like grapefruit. It has a little bit of both.
I love it. Okay, so talk about this cocktail, man.
So then we have tequila that we've house-infused at Elliott's with cinnamon. We have a little bit of Amaro, Ramazzotti Amaro. You heard Jessica talk about Amaro earlier. Great bittering agent. We used honey, although we're going to use agave simple syrup today. Yeah, a little bit of lemon juice, and we're going to shake it up with an egg white.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to ask you. What does the egg white do for your cocktail?
So the egg white adds a nice little foamy kind of like layer on the top, mm-hmm. and it also adds viscosity throughout the cocktail.
Because it's a protein.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And so it's neutral. Texture, you cannot really taste it at all.
Texture only. I love that. It's a throwback. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well,
definitely take some old school cocktail.
What a great segue. She says throw back, and I'm ready to throw one back.
Let's do it.
You can't write stuff like this, John Herrera.
All right,
hit it.
So we're doing an ounce and a half of cinnamon infused tequila.
Oh, you can actually hear. Oh, I love
look,
this.
Look, look. I know.
Hear
sound
the
effect.
Lug.
These are not.
Remember on New Year's Eve? The kiss of the champagne cork.
Yes, the champagne cork that kissed right out of the bottle on cue, Matt.
It was perfect. I go back and listen to that show from time to time just to get that kiss. I don't get out much.
All right. So John is actually play by play, mixing his cocktail with fresh squeezed grapefruit juice, hand squeezed. I saw him squeeze it myself. Yep. Hand squeezed lemon juice. I saw him squeeze it.
I mean, this is real.
This is real.
This is a food and cocktail show. Okay. And he brought the egg, and he has... Okay, so he's cracking the egg right now.
I'm seeing the need for assistance.
Thank you.
He needs a place for the yolk.
Right.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Jessica Nenedick on the ball.
Yes.
Okay, so you're separating the egg right now. The white is going into the cocktail shaker.
Right, but not the yolk.
The yolk is... You don't want the yolk in there. You're going to separate that. You're going to get... I feel like I'm doing play-by-play.
This
is so exciting. I can't take it. So the egg white is going to be right there in the cocktail shaker. You got the rocks. You got all your spirits. Mm-hmm. You got all your flavors. What are you going to do now? You're going to shake that bad boy?
Shake it up.
So this is not a stirring beverage, especially with that egg white. You really want to be... Oh, listen to that.
You know what I love about building the proper cocktail? John is using proportions. He knows how much alcohol to liquid he's doing. And he also is building the cocktail based on fresh ingredients. He's not pouring three ingredients out of premix that have been sitting on a shelf, and it's just exciting.
Exactly. Okay. Is this the moment, John Herrera? Has the moment come?
This is the moment.
Okay, this is the moment. So here he's going to go. While he's presenting the cocktail, after a couple of cocktails, sometimes we might not want to drive home. We want to give our good friends Entourage Transportation a call.
Absolutely.
909-0100. If you've had too much to drink, they're going to come out and meet you wherever your car is. They're going to put their scooter, an electric scooter, in your trunk, and they're going to drive you and your car home. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to go find your car. And I just learned today that our good friends over at Entourage, they're actually hiring drivers. So if you're interested in becoming a part of all this fun and driving those super cool electric scooters around town, you want to give them a call, Jason, a call at 909-0100. Okay, so we got about another 2 minutes until we go to a commercial break. What a perfect time to enjoy a cocktail. What do you think, Jess?
Oh. Initially, you get that aroma of cinnamon, which is unusual, but it's not... It blends so well with that tequila and the bitterness of the cinnamon and the bitterness of the grapefruit and the sweetness of the agave.
I love that. It's just there's a dance. Dance of flavors in my mouth.
You can tell you're drinking tequila, which I love.
Because you can taste the tequila.
Because tequila is a beautiful, wonderful spirit. And when you put too much false ingredients, I call them fakey kind of mixes.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
You lose the tequila.
Right. And if you're using something as glorious as a tequila, which is the foundational element of this cocktail, you want to be able to celebrate the spirit. You don't want to cover it up with some unnecessary synthetic, you know, garbage. You know, you've almost moved Jessica Nenedick to tears. I mean, I believe there's a beginning of a weep. I believe there she's weeping.
I would use
John, you have that impact on most women, I can tell.
Well, yeah.
So anyway. The Paloma Nueva. Again, we've got one more minute. What is in this cocktail? And I would imagine that it's on the menu down there at Elliott's on Congress right now.
Well, no, we actually are not. This is kind of a one-off, which is really, really fun for us at Elliott's. But, this is a one-off just for the competition. But it's, again, 1.5 ounce of cinnamon tequila, 1/2 ounce of Ramazzotti Amaro, 1.5 ounce of fresh grapefruit, 1/4 ounce of lemon juice, 1/4 ounce of honey, shake it with an egg white.
And it's absolutely beautiful. And the people agreed with you at the Hotel Congress. You know, it was a close competition, but you walked away the victor with this glorious cocktail. Now, if I come in and say I want one of these bad boys when I come into Elliott's, will you just take care of me?
Okay. Well, we'll take care.
Everyone will tell Billy.
We'll take care
Billy's
of anybody
too busy
that comes
to worry
in,
but... about that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors and hear a news break. And when we come back, the man himself, Billy Elliott, is in the house, and he's going to give us all this great information about this place that's just celebrating its first anniversary. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790. Having a great time with my good friend Jessica Nenadek from Alliance Beverage. We've just had a great cocktail.
We have, Matt. We're all having a good time now.
A Paloma Nueva made by the very capable and crafted and credentialed hands of John Herrera at Elliott's on Congress, making new friends left and right now that he is a world-famous mixologist. He was before the darn competition. It was the competition that just reaffirmed what everybody already knew about John Herrera.
Well, John...
There goes the phone again. He's got another date tonight. John, I just don't know what it is. Maybe I should be a bartender again. That's how I met my wife.
I don't know that you know this, too, but John actually has a vast knowledge of wine as well.
Beautiful.
I mean, incredible.
So you want to engage John Herrera when you go down there to
when
Elliott's?
When you go see John at Elliott's, you definitely want to ask him what to drink because he will not give you a wooden nickel, a bum steer, any of that.
That's funny. That's where I met my wife.
Oh.
I was a bartender at the Bum Steer, 1910 North Stone, where there's never, ever a cover charge. May it rest in
White
peace.
White Wednesdays.
It's very sad to see the fencing around it and all the graffiti. It's just...
You know, but I think in Tucson, we see an evolution of territories. I think that that sort of mid-north town is going to have a transition, just like downtown. Has it had a transition?
You're exactly right.
And I'm so excited because this is really what Tucson's all about. I think that the new blood and the new life and the people who really love this town like I do... Really, I'm really excited to see it.
This is why I love you, because I don't need a segue when you because you're talking about new blood and new life and new direction, and I can't imagine what a better way to introduce the man himself who has taken time out of his very busy schedule. His name is on the door. His name is Billy Elliott from Elliott's on Congress. What's going on, brother?
Happy to be here. Thanks, man.
I am so happy that you're here, and I'm so happy that you and John have contributed to the culinary and the cocktail conversation in this community. And so we're going to talk a little bit about vodkas. We're going to talk a little bit about the food program, which is celebratory in its own right. But I got to admit, I've not yet been to Elliott's on Congress. Okay, so I want you to give us a little story. So you guys have been there for about a year, we said?
We've been there exactly 1 year. We opened on May 10th of last year, so yesterday was our one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You made it through the weeds.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the hardest year, right?
So what was your vision? I mean, have you been in the food and beverage business?
Yeah, my background is in bartending. I bartended at Bison Witches for about 8 years, and I've bartended and served in a few other places in town. And yeah, the vision is... infused vodkas is the focal point of the bar. Wow. And, you know, we brought a handful of them here today, but it's just a small portion of what we do there. We've got 20 flavors right now, I think, and we've done probably 30 different flavors since we've opened.
Okay, you have 20 different infused vodkas at Elliott's today.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and where do you start at on the left side and work your way through? Do
you know, pretty much.
I like punch cards with my vodkas.
You know, that's actually something we want to do is start a program where, you know, once you've done them all, then you get a T-shirt that says, you know, I've drank all the flavors. But
and I'd be proud to wear that T-shirt anywhere in this
community. That'd be a fun punch card to
PTA
fill up, you know.
PTA meetings, band concerts, you know, piano recitals.
Father of the Year Award.
Okay, so did you know, I mean, when you had this idea for Elliott's, and I'm going to ask you how you came up with the name because that's fascinating.
it was really tough.
Yeah.
Did you think that, I mean, did the concept follow the name or did the name follow the concept? Did you know you really just wanted to just, you know, burst down the door on the vodka scene in this town?
Yeah, I mean, you know, vodka is such a neutral liquor and it takes to these flavors so well that some of these flavors, when you're drinking them, you forget that you're drinking alcohol because you're thinking so much about the flavor that's coming through.
Right, right.
And, yeah, I mean, there's a flavor for everybody. You know, most people aren't going to like all 20 flavors, but there's something that everybody will truly love.
And your mixologist, you know, John Herrera and his team, obviously very capable and trained to help people understand what the flavor profiles are about, what, you know, the sweets versus the, you know, the rich versus the, you know, what whatever there is, whatever their mood is or whatever their you know, how their day is going. You're going to actually be able to identify a vodka that I think is going to complement where they are at that moment. Is that right?
Yeah, most definitely. Our bar staff is amazing. In fact, all of our bartenders today have been there since we opened. So we've had practically no turnover at all.
Ambassadors of the Elliott's brand. That's
yeah.
What we say in the world of marketing. Congratulations. That's pretty huge.
Yeah, so and as well as me, we have another bartender, Tony, who also won a tequila competition challenge a couple years
ago. Yeah, he won a margarita challenge a few years back.
Jeez. I mean, this is not on-the-job training here at Elliott's. I mean, this is the standards are set. It's pretty high.
As long as there's competition in Tucson, there's going to be people coming out of the woodwork and really honing their craft. And like I said a couple shows ago, making cocktails, this bartending, this is a career. This is really going places. And I think that we are going to start seeing people in these roles really go far, not only in Tucson competition, but just recognition across the country.
Isn't that great?
Mixology. It's phenomenal.
I just love it. And you just love your job, don't you?
I do.
I love your job, too. I just said I want to be Jessica for just one day.
No,
that's
don't.
It. Not an evening. I'll be out there 8 hours. 8 hours working my way across town talking about cocktails. But anyway, I don't know that I can take it anymore. I mean, you've put this virtual cornucopia of infused vodkas. Let's do a little tasting. Where do you think we should start? I mean, again, you've got this huge range of infused vodkas. Where do you go from that gorgeous tequila beverage that John made?
We can go a lot of different directions. I think we'll start off with a cucumber vodka.
Oh, that's nice.
We were talking earlier about good summertime drinks, and the cucumber is probably one of our smoothest vodkas. Again, it's one that you forget you're drinking alcohol because it's so smooth. Just goes down like water.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, it mixes great with soda water or lemonade, but we're just going to drink it straight up today.
Okay, so we're going to get the full-on flavor here. House-infused using cucumbers right there in-house, again, under the very watchful eyes of John Herrera, who is the mixologist, one of the program. Oh, so this is for me. Here we go.
And speaking of cucumber vodka, it's so subtle. I think that people misunderstand cocktails as so many thousands and millions of ingredients. You can really just have a couple of great ingredients. You start with a cucumber vodka. I mean, you can really just add a clean soda water and a lime twist and have a great cocktail.
And with cucumber, why not? Because we see a lot of restaurants moving to cucumber water. I was at a restaurant the other day. They asked me if I wanted lemon, lime, or cucumber with my water. I thought that was kind of fun. Yes, we're going to use cucumber. I love the crisp, the fresh, sort of that summery taste. And now I'm actually going to try it. So what's going to happen when I do this? Cheers.
I think you're going to love it. If you like cucumber in your water, this is just with a little kick of vodka in there. And
oh, my goodness.
It's pretty smooth. I prefer this at the spa. Actually,
okay.
To the cucumber water.
This is, I don't even know. I mean, honestly, it doesn't taste like cucumber infused vodka. It has a taste that's new. I mean, it's not just what you'd expect. It's got this beautiful flavor with
it's
that
fresh.
Cucumber. It's fresh. This on the rocks, like you said, a little splash of soda water out by the pool. 4 or 5 of these.
Four or five.
Please drink responsibly.
Does not have to be complicated. Congratulations, you guys, because this is really beautiful.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. Thanks.
And your bartenders and mixologists there, obviously walking people through their options. Of course, I would love this just on the rocks. I'm sure there's a great couple of cocktails that you can knock out.
Yeah, like I said, our bar staff is great with that, with recommending drinks. And like I said, nobody's going to go in and like all 20 flavors because some of them just aren't for everybody.
Speak for yourself, Billy.
But I mean, everybody will find something they like. And like I said, the bartenders are great at recommending things. This cucumber, it's great straight, but yeah, splash soda water, splash of lemonade, or make great. It as a press. Really smooth.
As a press.
A press.
I love this show.
Okay,
so we've started with the cucumber, really getting our palates kind of fresh and clean and ready. Give me something that's completely mind-blowing in terms of, I don't know that, and I don't know if you brought it with you, but when you're thinking about something different, something atypical, something completely out of the box, what kind of infused vodka are you going to pour me?
All right, this is probably our most popular cocktail and probably my favorite. We call it a jalapeno vodka rita. So we use our jalapeno vodka, and we basically make a margarita with it.
Oh, beautiful.
And we don't overload it with sour mix, though. Sometimes you get a margarita, and it's too much sour mix, and it's really hard to drink. So this is splash of each mixer. The main ingredient is the jalapeno vodka. We pour them strong down at Elliott's.
Oh, they pour them strong down at Elliott's.
That's not a bad thing to say.
Let the record reflect, ladies and gentlemen, that they pour them strong. And again, there go the phones again. I just absolutely love it. So talk about, as we're pouring this beautiful jalapeno-infused vodka beverage, talk a little bit about how you're infusing them in-house. I mean, you must have this production facility that's gargantuan.
It's pretty incredible how many mason jars we have at Elliott's. We use little mason jars, and we use all natural ingredients. So, for example, this is the jalapeno. We cut the jalapeno in half, and we core out the seeds. We intentionally make the jalapeno a little bit more on the mild side. So it's not too spicy hot. It's not overly hot. And this particular cocktail we then mix with triple sec, splash of sweet and sour, splash of orange juice, splash of lime juice, and splash of agave nectar.
Okay, right on the nose, Billy. Right on the nose, you've got this beautiful aroma of the fresh pepper. I mean, that's the first thing you get is that fresh jalapeno pepper. So you're thinking, okay, this is going to be a three alarm situation. But the way you've infused it, you've sort of taken it back at just the right moment. Again, I mean, this is a chemistry lesson. You've taken it back at just the right moment because the pepper, the heat becomes kind of an accent, kind of a seasoning, and it's not on fire.
No, and what the sweetness serves to do is you mentioned triple sec, a little agave nectar. What the sweetness serves is to spread the spice around your tongue so that you're perceiving the spice from the tip of your tongue to the back versus all in one spot. Because if you have something spicy, it usually concentrates sort of the back upper palate. This actually serves to spread that out to make it amazing. That's just a...
We just had one of our listeners send us a note. I'm going to beat you to the T-shirt. And I should say that's one of our recurring celebrity co-hosts, John Farlow, PR maven and fellow foodie. John, always great that you're listening. And man, oh man, do I wish that you were sitting here enjoying these cocktails with us right now. Great, this jalapeno-infused vodka, cucumber-infused vodka. Give us an idea of some of the other vodkas that you have there at Elliott's.
We've got a wide range. Some of the most popular ones are the berries. We do a strawberry, we do a blueberry, and a raspberry. Again, those go great with soda water or lemonade, or I usually end up enjoying them just straight up.
Imagine that.
we've got some ones that are a little more off the wall that you wouldn't expect. Horseradish is one that is not for everybody because it is very much slap you in the face with horseradish flavor. It is very potent horseradish flavor. And so some people are grossed out by that, but people that like horseradish love it.
But wouldn't you? I'm sorry. Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you mix that with a little bit of jalapeno vodka, a little bit of horseradish vodka, and a Sunday Bloody Mary?
Yes!
You know it. So
I do.
So every Saturday and Sunday morning, Bloody Marys are only $3, and you can choose any flavor, any combination of flavors. We can make amazing Bloody Marys. We also have a peppercorn vodka. The basil works great in Bloody Marys. Jalapeno as well as green bell pepper work great in the Bloody Marys.
Bacon.
Oh,
bacon.
That was the other off-the-wall flavor I was going to get to that some people are weirded out by. We do a bacon vodka.
I'm not weirded out at all. And especially John Farlow, who I probably is still listening. No, in fact, he's probably on his way to Elliott's right now.
I was going to say, he got in the car.
He got in the car and he smelled the bacon vodka. Okay. What a great transition to your food program because, you know, I had to take a look at your menu. And, you know, everyone's talking about Elliott's being this just amazing off-the-hook experience when it comes to cocktails and vodkas and everything. But you guys have a very respectable menu going on here. You know, you've got some great starters, some, I think, very, you know, curiously creative salads here on the menu. I think you've gone above and beyond what I think you need to as a restaurateur to make everybody happy. Wonderful, you know, sandwiches and burgers. Give our listeners a sense of your food program down there at Elliott's.
All right, I'm glad you mentioned salads because, in general, I'm not a salad guy. I rarely order salad for an entree when I go other restaurants, but I find myself eating salads at Elliott's all the time because we have a black and blue salad that is absolutely amazing. It's a flat iron steak. Cooked to order, topped with blue cheese, with fried onion crisps. It's tossed with blue cheese dressing and blue cheese crumbles. It's just an amazing salad. The way that steak and blue cheese flavors go together are just incredible.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and I appreciate a good salad menu because it's hard to find.
Yeah. We also have a Mediterranean salmon salad, which is just great. You know, it's another we make our own Greek dressing and we toss the salad and topped with a grilled salmon. It's great.
On your starter menu, you know, I go right for the duck sliders. I'm loving this renaissance of duck in this community. 5 years ago, you could not see duck on a menu unless you were going up to, you know, Le Rendezvous or a French restaurant. And I love Le Rendezvous and I love French restaurants. But talk about the duck sliders. I mean, the people are all abuzz about this.
So, yeah, duck is something that we feature. We roast our own duck and we pull it. So we feature it in several different ways on the menu. Duck sliders are probably our most popular. And you have your choice of either barbecue sauce or orange chili sauce. Today we've actually brought them for you to sample.
You brought the duck
sauce? Yes, that is definitely one of our most popular items and something that is unique to us. So, yeah, we brought the duck sliders. It's cooked in a orange chili sauce, and then it's got fried onion crisps in there on a brioche slider bun, which we get locally baked from Sunrise Baking.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
thank you for using local.
Yeah, love it. And this is just such a popular item. It's so good.
And we want to remind all of our listeners that here coming up in just a few minutes, Billy Elliott and all of his charity and his wisdom, he's going to be giving you the opportunity to come down to Elliott's and try it out for yourself. You want to come down for lunch. You want to come down for happy hour. You want to come down for dinner. You know, you're going to be a guest of Billy Elliott, and I cannot begin to define the magnitude of your impending good fortune if you're going to be Billy's guest. And we're going to be doing a trivia question here in a few minutes, and the first person to call in with the right answer is going to get this great gift card to experience Elliott's for themselves. All right, let's do a little tasting. Where do we begin?
Yeah, the duck slider is a good one. That's on our appetizer menu, so that's a good way to start out.
How many of these bad boys come to an order?
You can get three of them for $7, Or during happy hour, you can get a mini order. We call it a mini menu. You can get two of them for $4.50.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. So we're doing duck, and we're doing it at a reasonable price.
Doing duck, doing it at a reasonable. I mean, you're giving it away, but that's okay. It's your business. Far be it from me to tell you how to make money in this community. But anyway, duck slider. Talk about why have duck on a menu, Billy?
Oh, it's just such a fun flavor. I mean, it's something that, like you said, it's underutilized and it's hard to find in a casual setting. You find it at fancy restaurants, and you know it's hard to find it without spending a lot of money. And so we loved it that we were able to do it, pull it, and we just, you know, from what our original menu looked like, it was so nice to replace things with duck on the menu.
That's a beautiful taste.
And it passes the 8-year-old test.
Oh,
thumbs
the,
up
the,
from
the 8-year-olds
eight-year-old.
Here are saying, yes, please, Billy Elliott. The richness of the duck, are you roasting that? Are you confit?
Yeah, we're roasting it. Yeah, we bake it, slow roast, and then, take the skin off there and then pull it. Because if duck is done wrong, it can be really greasy.
It's true.
Yeah, so we think we got a good thing going with the sauce that we complement it with. The orange chili sauce really makes it.
Yeah, and again, it's a different kind of an approach. I mean, when you think of sort of this classic duck l'orange, but the way you've incorporated the chili into the orange sauce, and then you've got this beautifully rich kind of creamy duck, and the texture is absolutely beautiful, and the pillowy softness of that brioche bun. I mean, I don't know that I could stop at three.
Well, there you go. They're priced reasonably, so you can order more.
Okay, now someone has lovingly put something alongside my duck slider. I don't quite know what's happening here, but
so this is
what's happening.
This is our Elliott's vodka pasta. So we make the sauce. We start with our
shocker
pasta infused vodka.
Yeah. So as you'd imagine, we use one of our infused vodkas to make our vodka sauce. We use a basil infused vodka
Beautiful.
To make the vodka sauce, and it's a red sauce. It's just great. Works really well, and. We also use that sauce with our cheese sticks. It's an amazing sauce. We love it. And this vodka pasta you're eating is also topped with bacon.
Mm. Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And the pasta, again, you've pulled it back at just the right moment because people overcook pasta in this community, and it drives me crazy. There's a little bit of a chew. There's a little bit of a resistance. There's as we see al dente, it's just absolutely perfect. Vodka and pasta. Yes, please. Okay, we have 1 minute before we do our trivia question because I know that all of our listeners are going to want to get in on all the action. We have something else to taste here, and something tells me we're going to like this, Billy.
Those are the jalapeno.
All right, those are the jalapeno boats there. That's another appetizer of ours.
It's a jalapeno boat.
It's a jalapeno boat.
So,
we've cut the jalapeno in half the long way and cored out the seeds, try to keep out the serious heat. And then we've filled it with a mixture of cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and shrimp. And then we've topped it with bacon and agave nectar.
I know, you're speechless, so I'll speak for you. Yes, they are fabulous. Just enough spice.
I put the whole boat in my mouth.
That's a full
Have
boat.
Have I violated protocol by any chance, Billy Elliott?
Not at all.
Absolutely gorgeous. Jalapeno boats. Again, I mean, I could sit there and just eat, you know, for an hour, drink some of that jalapeno vodka and eat those jalapeno boats. And that's Elliott's, man.
Yeah, you'll kind of find that, you know, aside from the vodka theme, that when you look, when it comes to the food, there is definitely spice in almost all the food and bacon on almost all the food. So if you like spice, you like bacon, we've got some good stuff for you.
What about sweet and bacon? What if you like sweet and bacon?
Well, you brought up, you know, you're great with the segues once again. So for dessert, we offer a chocolate-covered bacon, which, again,
is that what this is?
This is something that weirds some people out, but the saltiness of the bacon with the chocolate just works amazing.
Well, let me just assure you, Billy Elliott, if chocolate-covered bacon freaks anybody out, let me assure you that they don't listen to this show anyway.
I'm speechless.
Okay, that's it.
I'm done.
That is done. That is unfair. That is absolutely unfair.
Dirty pool.
To the 10 million people that are listening to this show right now that only we get to enjoy. No, this is on full parade down there at Elliott's. Bacon, the saltiness of that bacon, the sweetness of that chocolate. It's presented in a very loving and intentional way. And you're really a lovable guy.
Oh, thank you.
I know. I have to express myself when the moment reaches me. Okay. Well, we want to give away an Elliott's gift card for all of our listeners who think they might know the answer to the question. Only one lucky winner is going to do it. And the question is, we talked a little bit about this being your 1-year anniversary, right?
Yep.
We're in the month of May. We want to know, what is the actual date that you opened, right? You opened a year ago. Around this time, we want to know, what was the actual date that you opened Elliott's on Congress? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now, at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win an Elliott's on Congress gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting from AM 790 KNST. And I've got a vodka-infused, strawberry-infused vodka in my left hand. And I've got a chocolate-covered piece of bacon in my right.
Right.
Jessica Nenedig, how do you possibly, where do you go from there? Oh, that's what we got to do. Okay, well, there's a lot of sitting and enjoying going around at Elliott's on Congress. We've got Billy Elliott himself from Elliott's on Congress, flanked by his very capable and now award-winning mixologist, Mr. John Herrera, is in the house. And he hasn't stopped making beverages since she walked in the door.
He's got 81 vodkas, six different juices.
Beautiful. Okay, well, we want to give an Elliott's on Congress gift card to somebody who knows the right answer. Now, the minute we read the question, all of the lines are absolutely they're blinking and they're flashing, and it's like July 4th here, Billy Elliott. But we're going to go see what Lori has to say. Lori, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Elliott's on Congress before?
No, but it sounds wonderful.
Oh, boy. Well, you sound wonderful, Lori, and I just so much want to give this gift card to you, so I'm pulling for you. What is Elliott's on Congress birthday?
May 11th, 2012.
Billy Elliott, what do you say?
That is close, but that is incorrect.
Oh, Lori.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, Lori. All right, well, anyway, thank you so much for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. And it looks like we're going to see if Gene knows the answer to the question. Gene, what is Elliott's birthday?
Was it Mother's Day 2012?
Mother's Day of 2012. No. Elliott says. Oh, boy. Two. We got 0 for 2. But anyway, Gene, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for giving it a shot. Anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We talked about Elliott's on Congress opening up about a year or so ago. They're celebrating their first anniversary. Someone said May the 11th, I think. Someone said Mother's Day. No, not correct answers, but we think Art might have the answer. Art, welcome to On the Menu Live. What's the answer? What's Elliott's birthday?
May 5th.
May 5th, he says.
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect. Oh, Art, man, I was really thinking you were going to do it. But anyway, I appreciate your listening, and I appreciate your giving it a shot. That opens up a line 880-KNST. Let's go to see what Alan has to say. Alan, what is Elliott's birthday down there on Congress?
That would be May 10th, 2012.
May 10th.
That is correct.
We have a winner. Oh, Alan, I don't know. Okay, Alan, take a breath.
Yes.
Just take a breath. I want you to sort of think about what is in front of you right now, because you are in for a real treat. Now, Alan, have you ever been downtown to Elliott's on Congress?
I tried it when I got back into town about May 15th last year.
May 15th last year? Oh, you guys have been open for just a couple of days. Okay, well, you know, this is a great time to go down there, celebrate their first anniversary, start at the A side of the vodka profile and move through Z, get yourself a T-shirt. Anyway, Alan, I'm going to love to send you that gift card in the mail, but stay on the line. Casey here at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you.
You got it.
Congratulations. So the answer is May the 10th.
May 10th. Yesterday was our one-year anniversary, so we're celebrating all weekend. Yesterday was great. It was busy down there. You know, it's graduation weekend, and we did some $1 shot specials throughout the night. Today it's second Saturday, so we're expecting it to be nice and popping downtown. Should be good for all the businesses. And we're doing $3 all of our infused vodkas are only $3 from open to close, and that's actually every Saturday.
All of your infused vodkas are $3.
Yeah, that's
on Saturdays.
Every Saturday they're only $3. They're also $3 during happy hour, which is 4 to 7, 7 days a week. And normally they're only $4.50, so pretty reasonable prices. And we're going to be celebrating big time on Sunday night. We're throwing our anniversary party from 10 p.m. to close. We're going to have $3 you call it, including the top shelf. All of our infusions are only going to be $2.
I don't know how you can do that, Billy Elliott.
And well drinks are only going to be $1. So from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Sunday night, we're really going to blow it out for our anniversary party. Should be a blast.
In Elliott style. Okay,
yes.
Before we play it out here with John Herrera, because someone has put another cocktail in my hand, tell everybody exactly where you're located and your hours of operation.
Okay, we are at 135 East Congress. That is right across the street from Chicago Music Store. And we are open from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., 7 days a week. We keep the bar open late. The kitchen is open till 11 p.m. Sunday through Wednesday until 1 a.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's great. I can't wait to get down there, take a part of all the fun. This anniversary celebration continues all year long until your second anniversary. But anyway, John Herrera, what are we drinking, man?
Ooh. Oh, this is our habanero vodka, house-made habanero vodka.
Of course it is.
I was nice to you guys. I threw a little bit of agave nectar, grapefruit, and lemon juice.
Just yeah, so if you notice the intimidating bottle we put it in, you know, we intentionally make the jalapeno mild. We did the exact opposite with the habanero. We intentionally make it, you know, kick your butt spicy hot. It brings the heat. So
Now look, I'm beginning to shrink. Look,
yeah.
This is what habanero vodka. It's got three X's on masking tape on this bottle. It's prohibition redefined right down there on Elliott's. Anyway, Billy Elliott, thank you so much for everything you've built in this community. I can't wait to see you down at Elliott's on Congress.
All right. Thanks for having me.
John Herrera, award-winning mixologist. You are rocking the bar scene, my friend. I love everything you're doing. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Jessica Nenedic, Duck Sliders. Bacon chocolate.
I know.
A premium vodka is infused with stuff.
Award-winning cocktails. Who could ask for more?
Who could ask for more? Where are you? How are you going to be celebrating Mother's Day? Let me ask you. Or maybe I should ask your daughters.
Well, I'm actually going to go to yoga for a little alone time. Is that bad? Is that the wrong? Then
not
I'm probably going to cook myself a fabulous meal.
Cook yourself a fabulous meal.
Yeah.
While your daughters watch with interest, and they all help, and they all take part of that. It's a Nenedic family tradition.
It's a family tradition.
If you could only see what your beautiful daughter is doing. Anyway, always a pleasure having you
Thank
on the
you.
Show. I love having you here. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posting up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jessica Nenedic reminding you, if it's Saturday, 4 to 5, it's on the Menu Live. Cheers! Have a great weekend. We'll see you downtown at Elliott's.